Yes, earthquake, place got shaken. While that's going on, all of the bonds, some translations will say chains, really, said they were put in stock. All of the stuff fell off. It was opened. Now the people in the other detainees are going, whoa, what is going on here? And most people, when you're in the inner jail and you've been beaten unjustly, yeah, and all of a sudden it opens up, you'd be saying, well, God's delivered me. I should just leave, right? And you hit the door, right? No, wrong. Nobody moved. Yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened. The jailer comes in. He's now thinking his goose is cooked. So he draws his sword to kill himself. And Paul goes, whoa, 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 whoa. We're all here. Say, do what? No, we're all here. There's an earthquake. All the stocks open up. All these people could have walked out. The doors are open. I get the jailer is obviously in turmoil of mind at the moment. And Paul goes, no, we're all here. And so the man goes, what do you want me to do? The enemy got completely dethroned. And y'all know the story. What he did was take Paul and Silas to his house, dress their wounds, feed them, and say, tell me what's going on. So Paul preached the gospel to him. He and his entire household got born again. And don't you know they had a story? And it didn't stop there, because the magistrate, in the meantime, in the morning, had figured out that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, which means what they had done had violated Roman law. They beat a man without a trial and a conviction. So they sent over there to the jail and said, you can tell them to leave. But Paul ain't through. He said, no, what you did was wrong. Now, look at this. Y'all see the 180 here? Fortified position. The enemy gets completely dethroned. The one that was coming after him has been completely stilled. Now toothless. And Paul said, no, you have them come over here, apologize to us, and ask us nicely to leave. So all of a sudden, the tail became the head, and the head became the tail, and their tail was wagging in their legs when they went over there and said, well, you guys, please, just, we don't want any more of this. Just move on, please. So they did. That's a perfect picture of what we've been discussing this morning, what happens in the power of praise. That's the kind of stuff that you should be expecting from when you give praise to God, especially when you're singing. When you're singing, think about 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Paul didn't just say to pray in the Spirit and with your understanding. He said to sing with the Spirit and in your understanding. I know sometimes when songwriting, you may have some chords or something, a melody in your heart, and all of a sudden you'll just like ding, your understanding comes out, and you know what that song is supposed to be. Doesn't always happen that way, but does frequently. That's the kind of stuff that you go on. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. One of my favorite places to go to, that you are singing to yourself. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to God. That's what you do. That's what we're instructed to do. That's a very important part of who we are as Jubilee, of what we do around here. True praise brings about a supernatural manifestation of God's presence in your life. It is energizing, invigorating, powerful, and it works great against the enemy with things going on in your life. Father, I thank you so much for your word this morning. I believe that it's invigorating and encouraging. I believe that it goes down into their hearts and that it bears fruit because that's what you intend for it to do. Thank you, Jesus.